love your all right.
I do it so many times. I can't help it.
It's everything.
Hello, world. My name is Kelly Price.
And my name is Tiffanasia Barrento.
And this is The Read.
Hey, y'all.
Episode 9. And I'm just going to say it because I'm completely sure that that's the
number. That's fine. Whatever. I don't care.
So we have a guest once again.
Oh, goddamn.
This week.
I'm here.
And this one is a stupid motherfucker, everybody. Welcome, Dustin Ross.
I was going to give him like a real dramatic intro.
Oh, okay. Well, please.
Like, you've seen him in feature films such as The Skinny, just all over TV, all of last year and still up today.
You've seen him on Instagram.
Yeah, with his chest
late at
out.
Night when you were at long in your bed.
Taking light skin pictures.
You know what? We're not doing yourself. It this way today. We are not doing it this way. As a matter of fact, I'll introduce my damn self.
You do that.
What's up, The Read? This is your boy, Dustin.
Oh, my God.
And I am here. I am excited, and I can't wait to contribute because I am ready to read.
Yo, okay. This is The Read. This is Dustin.
I was reading the newspaper at 2 years old, and my mama is the receipt. We can call her right now.
You wasn't reading no damn newspaper.
Can we open the phone line?
Hell no, we ain't opening no damn phone
line. Dustin's from Detroit.
Sure.
So that explains everything you just heard and everything you're going to hear.
Oddly, though, in ways, he and I kind of are on the same page. Because Miami is a mess too.
As hell.
That's right. And so we see eye to eye. Now, whether that eye has a Cazale lens over it or not,
all right, then, you
know. I don't even know what that means.
But we see eye to eye.
Let's do our job.
Woo, my God.
So let's talk about pop culture, entertainment.
I'm so ready.
Not too many things to talk about, but I feel like we're going to spend some time.
Yeah, we're just
going to
languish in these topics.
So let's just start with Beyonce because she has so many things that we need.
Yeah, sorry to everybody who's so sick of us talking about Beyonce, but she just gives us a reason to talk about her every week. When she stops doing things, we'll stop talking about her. But for now, oh well, fuck your feelings. Bitch, Beyonce's here and she listens to the fucking show. I'm getting excited.
Just go ahead.
I got to calm down.
Because I know where you're going with this.
I just am so happy that she finally performed Grown Woman in Paris yesterday. I'm just like ecstatic and thrilled. The video, the choreography, it's everything. Like, it's,
I don't even know.
My life. Like, I feel like I sat there and I replayed the video a million damn times. Like, she is everything. The little outfit, the little shit tacked up on her ass in the back.
Kenzo, I think it's a launch friend made that outfit.
Oh, yeah. I just, it's gorgeous.
She
the girls
up there
look
blindfold.
So good.
Did you see it, Dustin?
Listen, that performance was beyond Grown Woman. It was menopausal. Okay, that performance was otherworldly. It was Ladies Who Lunch. It was High Tea. It was all of those things. She
Dustin
looked amazing. She performed. It was a stellar visual performance. All of those the imagery that was on the screen. And Les Twins and all of that, who still look like they're connected in the womb. They looked like Siamese twins when they danced. Like, that was, it was fan.
It was just so amazing.
I can cuss, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
It was fan fucking tash. Like, there was no room for anything negative to be said. And if it was, then you're just a Keisha Cole. Like, that's just what it is. We're excited for it. It's here.
There's no way you saw that 4 minute, 44 second clip and came away with anything bad to say about Beyonce.
There's like, just no
bitch,
possible
it was
way.
Flawless. It was everything. God damn it. She's just handing out life.
Like, I just want to give her my money. Like, why do I not have the music?
Beyonce, I want the video. I want the video. It made me want the video, like, even more.
Yeah.
Somebody at the show said the video was playing on the screen in the back.
I don't think that was the
music. I don't think it was either.
No, they were drunk. But
I know she has, like, hella songs recorded, and I'm just, Beyonce, like, I'm begging you to give you the money that I work.
Because you know what
so
just happened today? That H&M commercial came out.
Yes. Oh, my God.
And it had the other song, Standing on the Sun.
Yes, which I think is really, like, gorgeous. Like, it's a really pretty song. It's not, like, my favorite. I don't hate it. I don't, you know, I don't love
it's
it.
It's pretty.
But it's, right, it's pretty. It's cute for summer. The commercial is, I think, is great. Like, I think she
it
was trying
like
to combine, like, all these elements.
Let me tell you what was amazing about that, though. Like, I don't know if you guys paid attention to, like, the way that people reacted to Standing in the Sun. But for me, was it my favorite Beyonce song? No. Was it beautiful and amazingly written? Yes. but everybody fucking loved it. Yeah. Everybody was like, oh my God, why is she playing? Put this out. Right. This should be the first single. So Sia, she's smart.
Wrote that song.
Yeah. Who? She's coming for the Billboard chart.
Sia is amazing. She's a singer, Sia. Songwriter.
I thought
yeah.
you said Sierra, and I was like, why?
Sierra can't write her own song.
Sia, so that explains why it kind of sounds like Diamonds.
Yes. Right. Because she always writes, like, Sierra like, writes, like, very, like, epic lyrics.
So
like,
that's why
she makes
thought,
big songs.
Okay, so that's why I thought I could hear Rihanna singing this because it sounds like.
Oh, I definitely.
But you couldn't hear.
That.
You could hear her singing it.
Now listen, I could hear
but
Rihanna
you could
singing
not
it.
Hear her singing that.
I could hear her singing it in no a studio, shame. not live or anything. Let's not get crazy. But I could hear, you know, I could hear Rihanna trying.
Especially
because
it's like an island kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, and you know yeah. that's her whole thing. So, but I thought the commercial was gorgeous, like.
And her
Earth,
with that
wind,
black hair.
Water,
I was going to say.
Oh,
bitch,
my God.
She is sickening in that dark hair. I don't know why she doesn't just keep it. Like
I want her to keep it.
She looks so good. She looks majestic, bitch. She just looks like she a does. Unicorn.
Just regal.
Just galloping throughout the Bahamas.
Let me find out Beyonce is about to give us an earthy pop ratchet album. Because right. you notice, like, she did this whole Africa thing. And oh, then she's yeah. doing this, like, Bahamas thing.
I don't even know if those. I don't even. I honestly and obviously don't know what's going to be on the album, but. I just, Beyonce, we've seen the grown woman video. You haven't told Julius to reach into the internet and snatch it down.
Yeah, it's still up.
It's still up, unbelievably. So can you
like, just give us
I don't under, like, I'm not even asking you to give it to us. Can you force us to purchase this?
Like, right.
Like, I want to give you my $1.29 so bad.
I will give yeah. you $13.99.
So badly that I went on iTunes and pre-ordered her cover for The Great Gatsby.
Yeah,
it's on iTunes for pre-order, and I pre-ordered it because, goddamn it, Beyonce, I just need music from you. Like, I need it.
Yeah, we just want something. And the shit that we've seen thus far has totally whet our appetite, so I'm ready.
But,
the way she popped her breast in the Pepsi commercial, like that alone.
Oh, yeah, I remember you mentioning
that
you
yeah,
enjoyed it.
Were you into it?
I was, and my eyes went up and down and a little bit diagonal.
That titty bounce was
when she did that.
Life.
Yeah.
Ugh, she's just...
She's still lactating.
But she's... Okay, that's not true, but... But it's obvious that she, like we said last week, we were concerned that maybe she had made a misstep. And definitely fans in Serbia and Holland and wherever the fuck else.
Oh, they were pissed.
They were pissed, but.
better than the whole entire.
Honestly, I'm relieved because now I know America is going to be on everything, bitch. And I cannot wait for August 3rd. Beyonce, when you bring your ass to Barclays in Brooklyn, girl, the fact that I'm going to Brooklyn for you when I don't go to Brooklyn ever. Beyonce, I'm so ready for this. Like, you're everything. And we're sorry that we even said something negative or potentially could be interpreted as negative about you.
I feel like she's going to come to Barclays and at that point she's going to be performing Standing on the Sun and she's just going to, like, float over all of Barclays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On, like, a cloud of Carrie Hilson's evaporated tears.
Yes.
She's going to, like, be floating on top of it with, like a skin tone glimmery cat suit. And it's just gonna, she's just going to look like a genie.
You have never seen anybody look so good in a $20 bikini, bitch, in your life. Never.
Ever.
Them cheap-ass H&M fabrics. Now, every now and then, H&M comes out, usually when they collaborate with somebody else, they come out with some really nice shit, and it's like $300. But normally, the shit you get at H&M, which... No shade, because I live in H&M.
You can get a whole outfit out of H&M
for 35 cents.
For less than what she would pay at
Crown
Fried.
You can get an outfit in H&M for the cost of a postage stamp.
Right.
Like, seriously. So,
you're basically paying the cost for that child in Cambodia to sew those clothes.
Yeah. And I thought about it when I saw, like, Beyonce rolling around in, like, the ocean and shit in this fucking cheap ass dress.
Now, you know you can't take no damn H&M in the ocean.
Like, well, she was in the ocean, but she's Beyonce.
First of all, she had four outfits.
So it's like, you know, she looks one way because she's Beyonce. I'm trying to think of, like, what it's going to look like with these
right.
girls. East and West Harlem.
I mean, clothes. I feel like the fibers and clothes reinforce themselves when they're on Beyonce's body. They're just like, bitch, I can't break. I can't bend.
Like, I won't.
I can't
ever
struggle. I can't
flesh.
Stumble. I won't tumble or fall. Like,
that's it.
I'm going to keep my shit together while I'm on Beyonce's body. But child, when the rest of us go buy that cheap shit and try to walk around looking cute, bitch, you're not going to look like Beyonce did in that video.
You're going
to
be living on.
But that's okay because she was in the video and we bought it anyway. So fuck
right.
it.
There it is.
It works.
Beyonce, I want to give you so much money. Please let me. Like,
yes.
I just want to.
But wait, hold on. That wasn't all she gave us. Because we saw those pictures today.
Oh.
Of their whole family.
That baby. when I tell you I could smell the Johnson & Johnson lotion through the pictures, like, oh, my God.
Johnson & Johnson got too many chemicals for Blue Ivy Carter. Well, I don't know.
We don't know what
she's using.
She's using La Mer.
The fortified
Blue Ivy exfoliates twice a week, and bitch, none of you can take her visage. Like,
yes,
she's flop, bitch. She's Beyonce from the nose up and Jay-Z from the nose down.
I keep trying to tell people that,
she's gorgeous.
And it looks perfect.
She's gorgeous.
She looks like her dad in a good way,
right?
Can Beyonce not do anything perfectly? Like, how do you have a? And now you know. Sidebar. We just gonna keep it real. Y'all know Jay-Z is my favorite rapper of all time. Okay. Dead, alive, indifferent, words, Tupac, but whatever. Jay-Z is my favorite rapper, and Beyonce had a kid by Jay-Z that came out beautiful. Like, is that not,
it's just proof that Beyonce can't do anything wrong.
Like, nothing.
And I
laughed my ass off today because I'm thinking, like, these other hoes can't even, like, you have to schedule around so many things. Cause who's going to put out a single the same day that new pictures of Blue Ivy came out? Right. We don't care. Like, I don't want to hear that shit she just released, bitch.
Nothing.
Because I'm sitting here watching this video of Blue Ivy walking around this fucking restaurant that none of us could afford.
Right.
And she's just swinging around this huge napkin, recreating the moves for her mama's commercial.
Right.
Blue Ivy went to lunch in Paris today. What you doing?
Right.
Blue Ivy has more stamps in her passport than I do.
I had some fucking honey roasted almonds from Duane Reade today. That's what I ate.
Also, her sneakers put my chancletas to shame. Yes, did you see her sneaks? Like her shoe
She's
game. Like
so
Blue.
Jazzy.
Blue wears Adidas, so I want to wear Adidas.
She had on fucking Tim's the other day.
Fuck? She's everything. And then Beyonce came and was like, girl, come on. Yeah, and Jay-Z like patted her on her little butt. And then
you see all the pictures of him kissing her?
Yes. Like they're parents. God. They're so cute. Like it's adorable to see them parenting.
I love it. Being completely obsessed with
their little girl.
And she's like showing her, like, they're looking out the window and she's showing her like trees and shit or whatever.
Right.
It's like,
she's just this is yours. All of this belongs to you.
Everything the light touches is ours. That's it.
You're in a restaurant that people in America can't even pronounce.
That's right.
Do you understand?
Couldn't even spell. Do you know how many different spellings I saw of this shit in an hour?
I don't know how to say it, honestly.
And they're asking when you're coming back. And you're not even two yet. Sweet God, I'm done.
She had an Ace of Spades Capri Sun at lunch, okay? That's how Blue Ivy is rolling. Like,
Did you say an Ace of Spades?
I don't have time for that. That's exactly
what she had. So like Blue Ivy is on a totally different level. Blue Ivy is an embarrassed. She makes you embarrassed of like your parents.
Right.
Like she just counteracts everything that you stand on as far as your principles.
And
so
today
that's
was one
her.
Of the few times I've seen her. She did not look completely disgusted with everyone.
Right.
Yeah.
She actually looked pretty happy today. Most of the time she's like, who? Like, get the fuck away from me. Go away.
Like, y'all are making so much noise and I'm trying to be nice about it, but shut the fuck up.
Right.
But no, today she was looking like...
All I want is my sesame centaur meat. That's all I want. Like, my barbecue pterodactyl.
Thank you.
Get away from me. But today she looks like... Maybe it's because she was in Paris.
I was going to say, maybe Paris mellows her out.
She blew bubbles on top of the Eiffel Tower today, so fuck all of us.
Right.
Maybe like in her cellular memory, she remembers being created in Paris and all of her cells rapidly dividing and turning into a little tiny person. And so maybe when she goes back to Paris, she feels good.
I think Messy Miles tweeted today, like, when she realizes who she is. And I think she knows who she is. Blue Ivy has realized who the fuck she was since that picture we saw of her.
You think so?
Yes.
I don't think she knows
definitely.
Yet.
I don't think that she knows, like, the magnitude of it, but right. I definitely think
Let
she knows she's sick.
Let me tell you something about
she
Blue Ivy Carter.
She's different.
Blue Ivy has pushed the red decline button on her iPhone 6S on Harper Beckham. She has declined calls from Monroe Cannon. She has declined calls from all of them at this point. Blue Ivy knows exactly who she is. And she is here to stay. And that's it.
Everybody just has to deal with it. What the hell is an iPhone 6S?
We gotta ask Blue, cause she got it.
I don't have time. Let's go.
Blue Ivy has an iPhone 17. She has like everything, and she's declined calls from all of them bitches. So
okay. I'm done.
Let's move on.
Speaking of, let's get around to this other child in a second that we all have to pray for. Kim Kardashian is divorced.
Oh.
Finally. That noise.
I mean, because I don't, whatever.
But she's finally divorced. She and Lurch, they went to court. And I guess, like, you know, the doctors seem to kind of throw it all out. And it's like, y'all just leave each other the fuck alone. Like, that was pretty much it. Like, sign this paper and you niggas can go, both go about your way. But, you know, Chris was like suing her for like, I think $7 million in damages or some shit like that. And saying that he wanted an annulment because of, you know, the whole marriage was fraudulent and all that shit. And he didn't get a damn dime. They didn't even give that nigga a Chuck E. Cheese token. They gave him absolutely nothing.
I don't think he actually wanted $7 million. I think he was just saying that. He's fine without her money, I do believe. But
I think he just wanted to, like, embarrass them.
Yeah.
I think it's called bitch-assness. That's what I think. And I don't care how you feel about the Kardashians. At the end of the day, Chris Humphries is a man, and there's a certain way that you have to conduct yourself. You arguing, dragging your name and hers through the mud like this, through the media for over a year. He was only married to the bitch for 3 weeks. You know what I'm saying? And you're going through all of this. And no, I want her. She was wrong. And I want her to pay. And she did it. And I'm mad. Like, how do you look, my nigga? And you're a professional athlete?
Normally, I would agree with you. But I hate Kim Kardashian.
So. I do,
but
too.
But that's the thing. Even if you hate her, it doesn't matter.
No, it does.
He's still a anal wart of
I don't
man.
Care.
Like he is horrible.
No,
like,
I don't.
He is horrible.
I love Chris Humphries. I'm
He's
so
horrible.
Proud of him for what he put Kim through. And
I think that it started out, like, I understood why he was doing it at first. And I actually liked that he was doing it because no one really believed that marriage was real. No one, you know, really was taking it as serious as they wanted us to. It was all entertainment. And I appreciated the fact that he was like, you know, this shit was bullshit and I don't feel like they should just get away with, you know, whatever. But it really was like, okay, y'all were married for 3 weeks. Like, just get over it. And you don't need the money. And we all know the shit was fake anyway.
Well, I think I wanted, like, the lid blown off on the whole fake Kardashian empire. And all these stories started coming
already,
out. That's the thing. Like, all this information came out that made it very clear that the Kardashian reality shows are scripted and fake. And the Kardashian stans don't care.
Yeah, they don't. That's the point.
They don't care if it's fake or real. And that's just a lesson.
They just like it.
People will stand for absolutely anything. All you have to do is get your name out there and somebody will see it for you. So I wanted them to be like exposed for being fake or whatever, just because I felt like people needed to know. But then people knew and they didn't give a shit. And I was like, okay, well, fuck everything then. Okay.
Chris Humphries already looked like a totem pole in the face.
Don't
do this. So that was already working against him.
Don't do this.
So for him to already be that way visually, and then to also, like,
I mean, but why not? Kim used Chris, and he knew about it, obviously.
And
but
there
she
it is.
Used
there
him
it is right there.
Right, she
he
used
knew
him.
About it.
He did know about it, but she used
There's
him
no
and
after
made
that.
No, because she made a ton of money off
they
that
made.
Fucking wedding. No, she
they
made.
We didn't even know who he was until Kim gave him some,
and people still don't care.
My point exactly. So why even go through the rigmarole?
Why not? Because Chris Humphries can't go outside. Like, okay, the general public might not know who, like, Chris Humphries is. Like, people don't really give
they
a shit about
now.
Him. But at his
we
own...
We didn't know before, but they know now.
At his own damn basketball games in Brooklyn, because I went when the Thunder played the Nets and we whooped their asses. But anyway, at his own damn games, he gets booed.
Yeah, I went to... Before they moved to Brooklyn, I went to a Nets game in Jersey and he definitely got booed. And it was fucking hilarious.
Because of that shit with the card. You only feel that way because you don't care.
No, I'm not. And make no mistake about it. I am by no means a Kim Kardashian stan, fan, or any of that. I think her sex tape was great.
No,
but
you
like,
don't.
I don't, you know.
Did you?
From her end, yes.
So
well,
you
who doesn't want to see her naked? It's Kim Kardashian. Like,
I don't. I don't want to see Kim Kardashian naked.
That's
I don't
exactly
want
to
see them beef curtains.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that.
Who I didn't want to see was Ray J because he looks a lot like his father. And we've all seen... that show.
Don't do this about Willie Norwood.
You know what? Well,
anyway, congratulations,
sorry.
Kim. You're no longer married to someone and
good
pregnant by
you.
Someone else. Yay.
Now you can go live a miserable life with Kanye, who I know we've all seen those pictures. And it was so funny because, like, I saw him earlier today in the shots of him and Kim in New York City this weekend.
Yeah, I was just
and
about
he
to
always,
that.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm go ahead.
But he always looks like he just, like, something bad just happened. Like, he just got a fucking, like, parking ticket or so. Like, he
when
always
he's with
looks
her.
Like,
when he's with her, he looks miserable.
Because you saw those pictures of him the same day
with
JG. And he looked gleeful as every gay fuck.
Right.
Maybe Donda is haunting him. Like, every time Kim comes around, Donda's voice pops in his head. Like,
and she's
what you impregnate that white bitch for?
Every time he, never mind.
Don't do it.
Like,
yeah,
horrible.
Yeah. So Kanye was finally seen with Kim again in New York City, and so people are kind of deading that rumor that
they broke up or whatever.
Yeah, and now people are kind of just saying he was waiting for that bitch to finally get divorced.
Do you know what you have to do to get a pregnant woman to break up with you while she's pregnant? Like, you really have to do a lot of shit.
Because you have
pregnant
to die.
Women, they're emotional and crazy, and they don't want to let a nigga go, no matter how shitty he is. Like, you really have to put a pregnant woman through some shit for her to leave you alone. So I knew they hadn't broken up. I just didn't know what the problem was. Nor did I really give a shit.
They're saying that what was actually happening is that, because everybody knew that Kanye was in Paris recording his album.
Right.
And so they're saying was that he was throwing himself into his work and just trying to finish the album, because once the baby is born, he wants to kind of just stay out of the spotlight for 6 months.
That makes, well, the 6 month part I don't believe. But yeah. That theory in general makes sense.
Yeah,
to
the
me.
Theory makes sense.
He was
sense.
Working shit.
Right.
Whatever.
It's not like she could have never gone to Paris.
I just think it's hilarious.
Oh, wait,
that
you're
she
not allowed to
like,
fly after.
No, she can fly. She's not that far along.
Okay.
I thought she was like 40 months pregnant. But like, I just think, well, you know, she looks
that's not
like,
really how it works.
She looks like a sectional. She looks like a living room sectional. And I thought that she was that far.
She's
along.
Pregnant now. Don't do that.
Well, yeah, but that's only in the stomach. Like,
she's
what's the
pregnant.
Everything else?
Oh, my God.
But
no.
Anyway, but you know, the
but don't you just gain
don't,
weight in general when you're pregnant?
Well, maybe
defend,
it's water weight.
Don't make me defend Kim Kardashian. She's,
so it's working. This is exactly what I wanted you to do.
Well,
because I'm still on the Chris Humphrey shit and you just did it.
You can get your shit.
I love you, Crystals. So anyway,
I'm gonna whoop your ass.
But what was I? Oh, I just think it's hilarious that she is like still pregnant, like the baby is still growing, and they're already throwing breakup rumors like at them as a couple. Like she was not only pregnant, she was still married to someone else, and they're already saying they broke up. Yeah. Kanye broke up.
What?
That is fucking hilarious to me. Like the machine, this whole media thing is just hilarious. People hate the fucking Kardashians.
They do.
I just don't really.
I mean, I don't hate the Kardashians. If they asked me to work for them, which I don't know why they ever would, but if they did, I would take their money. I would work for them. But I don't.
Well, I'm.
I like Kourtney. I feel like she doesn't give a fuck about a lot of things. I like.
She has two damn kids.
I'm proud of Khloe because now she is like the hottest Kardashian, and I feel like she's really taking advantage of it. Kim, yeah. I don't see it for.
I honestly have watched an episode of that show, probably one episode, and I think it was the first episode that had Kanye in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized I really just hate Kim and her mama.
I haven't seen any of this season or the last season. I haven't seen anything since she got married.
I don't even know what
you guys hate Jesus Jenner. You hate her mother, Jesus Jenner.
Kris Jenner is an evil genius.
She makes miracles happen.
She
like,
does.
For real.
One, she's the Paranormal Activity demon.
Like,
she's
seriously.
A powerful ass. She's a powerful evil spirit. Because
seriously,
nobody can take that bitch out.
Kris Jenner turned a hoe into a housewife.
And fed the whole family.
And the hoe was her daughter.
And the whole family came up.
The whole family.
Like the entire family.
They came
the
further
extended
up because they were already
family.
Wealthy.
The extended family.
Kendall
kids.
And Kylie. Them
Lamar
damn,
Odom came
them
up.
Them damn Brody kids. Or whatever them kids' name. I don't know their last name. The other kids
Brody
that nigga
Jenner.
Has.
Oh, Jenner.
Kardashian. Yeah. That's their last name. Kardashian.
Them other kids that they stepdaddy has. Everybody in that fucking family came up. Because of Kris Jenner. Obviously, not because of that sex tape, but because Kris Jenner managed to turn that into a big, shitty empire. Yeah. Congratulations, girl.
I hate you, but I respect you.
Yeah.
All right, Lauryn Hill.
Whoa, I almost said, who is Lauryn Hill? Woo.
I don't blame you.
It's been a long day.
And I'm kind of sad about it because Lord knows I love me some Lauryn Hill music, but there's good news and bad news.
Okay.
Well, it might just be bad news and bad news. The good news that's probably bad news is that we're getting a new Lauryn Hill album probably sometime
what?
Soon.
How?
The bad news is that she's kind of being forced to do it.
Exactly.
Because, you know, she has all of this money that she owes Uncle Sam that she didn't pay.
Oh, yeah.
For all of these spiritual Rastafarian voodoo reasons.
She's like $500,000 or something.
Saying that, you know, people are trying to destroy her and the man, you know, put a root on her, whatever. Like, I love Lauren. I really do. But
yeah.
That Marley dick fucked up her life. Anyway, she owes the government all this money. And she went to court yesterday or today, I think. And basically, she was supposed to get sentenced, but they delayed it for 2 weeks because she said that she just got a $1 million contract with Sony, I believe.
Hmm.
And she's going to, I guess, do an album with them. and she's going to take the majority of that damn money and give it to the government.
Right.
And hopefully not have to spend like 3 years in prison.
She might as well give it all to the government because she owes $500,000 and then the taxes on that other million. She might as well just go ahead and give that whole $1 million check from Sony right to Barack Obama.
She might as well have sex with the government. Okay. Like, because that's, she has to give them everything she has. And I just feel like even if, like, I'm so excited that she's coming back.
Does Lauryn Hill really not have any money? Like, really?
Anyway, I'm so excited that she's coming back. But I just feel like the fact that she's being like strong armed into making this album, every song is going to start off with like, like she's going to sigh. There's going to be a deep sigh at the beginning of like every single song on the album because she doesn't want to fucking do it. Like she doesn't want to be a musician anymore. She's over it. She feels like they ruined her. Like we all read the letter that she wrote or whatever the fuck, which was entirely too long.
Right.
You know, she was a little long winded, but she don't have shit else to do. So I get it.
I'm sorry. Dustin said
it. Dustin ain't shit.
Every single song is going to be like,
God damn it, Dustin. I just feel like it's not going to be
Or the interludes are going to be these motherfuckers. Like that's how she's going to start every single song on the album because she doesn't want to do it.
Yeah, I don't want to hear music from somebody who's basically being forced to make music so they don't go to prison.
Right.
So,
because I feel like it's just not going to be what I wanted
but
to hear.
But yeah, at least now somebody gets to take care of all them 8, 9, 10, 30 kids you have.
That oldest daughter is beautiful. Have y'all seen pictures of
her?
Yes,
she's like a model.
Like she's gorgeous.
I think I laughed so hard my contact just came out.
Jesus.
Let's talk about what Dustin really wants to talk about. Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
Oh. I'm going to
let you take
glory.
That away while I figure out what's happening.
I just want to crawl under the table. Let me just say right quick, I went to a casting call earlier this week and they asked me to talk about Love and Hip Hop Atlanta and I went through the cast and mentioned that I can't stand K. Michelle and I feel like she's a bootleg version of Keisha Cole. And then they decided to let me know that they also manage K. Michelle. And
oh, beautiful.
Like, let's get to her. Later.
Oh, yeah, because we have a lot to say about K. Michelle and that fit she threw.
Love and Hip Hop Atlanta as a whole. It premiered on Monday. What do you think? Go for it.
Bitch, it was everything.
It was. It is the sliced bread of reality television.
I love and hate this show.
Me, that's how I feel about it.
But love is in all caps and hate is lowercase. Like, that's how it works for me. Like, it is literally the best shit ever. When it first came on, first season, they were completely, like, I didn't know any of them. Even the ones that I knew, I pretended like I didn't know them because, you know, I was, like, embarrassed to actually know who they were. But once I saw them, it was just magic. The screen came to life. Mama D, who looks like she was in Twisted Sister.
God,
you know, she has like 80s hairband hair, and
yes.
I love it.
Mama D with these 2 inches of straight leave out and this crimped ass weave. Like, who told you to do
but
that?
But she redeems
she
herself.
She looks like a fucked up collie. Like, she looks like a collie that got into a fight with, like, a German Shepherd and lost.
She looked like some kids, like, just braided the dog's hair and fastened it with some barrettes and then took it down and like it 3 days later.
I'm going to tell you what Mama D looks like. Do you remember there were those suckers when we were kids and they were like whistles. You could whistle into them. Yeah. And like the logo for them was like the whistle man. His face was long. That's exactly what Mama D looks like. But anyway.
I said she looks like Vivica Fox if she never had that surgery. That's what Vivica's face would look like.
Yeah, she looks like Vivica Fox with a dirt devil on her asshole. if you put a vacuum cleaner on her asshole. That was
all right.
Awful. I'm sorry.
And she's trash. She's like actively encouraging Bucky or Boots or whatever the girl's name is.
Let's start at the basics. She's his mother and she's on this horrible reality show with him. Like that alone.
But they always put somebody's mama on the show with them.
Somebody's mama is always raggedy enough to agree to do it.
Which is unbelievably beautiful. I love it. It's brilliant on behalf of Mona Sky. Listen, Mona Sky Young, you can say what you want. Love, love, love her. She has moved mountains.
She's brilliant.
She is fucking brilliant. And she has revolutionized Monday nights as far as my cable bill is concerned.
And because she really sits there and she's like, girl, all of this belongs to me. And all you hoes know it.
Yes. She is in charge of the girls. Like,
That's it.
Like, flat out. I love it.
Y'all are trash.
So Let's talk about.
I want to like throttle Mimi. Like I want to just.
That's what I was going to mention.
I want to beat Mimi's ass because Mimi didn't beat Jocelyn's ass. How dare a bitch walk into your house?
I think she knows that Jocelyn will kill her because you've had so many opportunities and so many moments that you should have kicked her ass.
She's just worthless.
And you just didn't.
Like, I don't even care.
She is completely worthless. She is the most insignificant, inconsequential, unnecessary person I have ever seen in my entire life.
You must be talking about Jocelyn.
I'm talking about me. That's who I'm talking about.
I think I would like Mimi if she wouldn't let this show run her over.
But like, she did. And the fact that we're watching this and the fact that she was
like
okay
her.
With all of this, like in the first place, and like she allowed him to bring his whore, who I love and is my favorite person.
So you understand now, listeners, that Dustin is really core, a trashy person.
Yes, I am. I actually get put out on the curb on Wednesday and Saturday in my neighborhood. I'm trash.
Jocelyn.
She is like the deaconess of my personal church. Like,
wow.
I love.
That explains a lot about
you. Thank you, Boo. I love Jocelyn Hernandez. The moment that I saw her, the moment that I heard her accent, the moment that I saw that short wig, the moment that I saw her shoulder blades, the moment that I saw her jawline, I fucking fell in love. And so did the rest of them.
I don't know.
I hated her until the first season reunion.
I still can't stand Jocelyn. Yes. I still cannot stand her. I feel like she's a giant.
The reason I like her is because she's a really big, worthless, trashy hoe. And she admits it. Like, she has no problem with it.
None.
And it makes me feel like, well, I'm not fucking you and I have nothing to do with
it. It ain't our business.
It's none of my business.
Yes.
So if you can be this way and be like, girl, I don't have a problem with it.
Yes.
So it's just like, I guess, I don't know. That's why I guess I kind of like her now.
I mean, that's fine for you that you accept the fact that you're a worthless whore, but that doesn't mean I like you because you admit that about yourself.
No, what I'm saying is, it's like she doesn't. She lives in her reality. Like, she's not one of these people who's out here who's trying to make excuses for herself or for anybody else. She's out here like, yeah, I came from a strip club. I might have done a porn or two, and I'm only fucking this nigga because I want his money.
Bam.
And that's it. So it's just kind of like, you're trash. And I would never, like, sit down and sip tea with you. I would never bring you around my family. Or if I ever had kids, if I had, like, some stranger's kids, I would never let them meet you. But I respect the fact that you know that you're trash.
That's
and you,
right.
Like, you just, that's you.
Yeah, I can respect that, but I don't like her. At all.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
And she's funny.
Hilarious.
No, she's not.
When she walked
in
that bitch's house, when she walked in his house and she was in there and she said she was a maid. Like,
I didn't think that was funny. I was like, the intense disrespect pissed me off. Like, I just can't imagine. And that's why that's why I get so angry at Mimi.
The
like, how do you let this bitch talk about you like this? Like, on TV.
How do you still involve
but
yourself
see, that's
with
why
this
I,
period?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't feel no kind of way
exactly.
about that. Because you sit there and you allow it to happen. You've done it the whole first season. You had that long break in between them. And you came back and you're still doing the shit.
Right.
So it's like, I don't feel bad for you when you could have removed yourself from this situation
no,
ages ago.
I
also,
don't feel bad for her. I just get angry. Like, why would you do this?
That's
also,
why I think it's funny.
First season was year 14 of a 15-year courtship between the two of them.
Where the
so
same
this did
shit
not just
place.
This has been going on for 15 fucking years.
Ooh.
Like, if you haven't gotten it by this at this point, then joke's on you.
And I feel the
laughing.
Same way about
I'm actually
Mimi.
Guffawing.
I feel the same way about hilarious. Mimi as I do with Jocelyn. If that's you and that's what you like, it's none of my business. That's your life. And clearly you see what's happening. It's just like, this is like a really fucked up, trashy, black Twitter ass relationship.
Yeah.
It's just the fact that Jocelyn knows it and is cool with it, and Mimi tries to act like it's something that it's not.
Mimi's tweets are private, Jocelyn's are not. There it is,
like,
right there. That's it.
Even at the fucking the premiere that they have, which we're going to talk
Jocelyn
about in a second.
On Twitter, though?
Not me. I'm surprised she didn't block me.
Why would you
want to
read them illiterate ass tweets? That bitch can spell? I don't believe that.
She can't.
What's her Twitter? Let me look it up.
Miss Jocelyn.
You're lying.
MSJOS.
You ain't got to spell. I can spell. I'm not Jocelyn.
I just want to whisper.
Okay.
Listen, at that fucking, they had the Love and Hip Hop premiere or press reception shit from last week, which we're going to talk a lot about.
We sure are.
But when they were there, I mean, I wasn't there, but I know Jocelyn was there at one point with Stevie. Mm-hmm. Mimi was there. And I saw pictures of Jocelyn and Stevie all hugged up and kissed up. And then later, right after the press reception, Mimi is like all like cuddled up with Stevie up on the stage.
She's right. A moron. I was there.
Like the bitch who called you a maid, who disrespected you and disrespected your child.
Right.
was just there hugged up on the same nigga in the same venue in your eyes. Like, you saw this. And you, and then she hates when people say she's dumb.
I think that's what pisses me off. I think it's because she has a daughter. And I can understand doing stupid shit for a check. That's why I love New York from, like, Flavor, whatever. Right. I love New York because she was so crazy and out there and she did stupid shit for a VH1 check. That's great. But at some point, you have to draw the line. And you have a daughter. And not only is your daughter going to see this, your daughter is on this fucking show.
Right.
How can you possibly live with yourself? And that goes for Mimi and Stevie because they are the parents. How can you treat one another this way and act like this on TV when you have a baby?
I do agree with you. There's a very eerie line that has been, like, crossed. And Mona has placed the toe of her Louboutins, like, on that line.
Right.
Clearly. But, you know, I just ignore it because it'll start fucking with me as, like, far as the type of person I am.
Right.
I actually like this show if I think about it that much. So I just don't think about it. I just watch it and laugh. because it really is fucked up that these people are exposing these personal, you know, they're literally exploiting themselves.
Y'all need therapists.
Like, they are. But we're clear on it, and I don't care. It's hilarious. When she walked in that house in that sports bra and those Move Something shorts, and she told that bitch, "Hey, maid.
Right.
I see you got your maid outfit on like you always do."
Why are you so hype?
She called her Molly the maid. And then after that, when she tried to cuss Stevie out over it, he called her Molly maid too and told her to clean his room.
Like,
and you're still with him.
Like, but listen. Like,
excuse me if I laugh at your ass, because that shit's funny.
I know Dustin just said that in order to enjoy the show, you have to not think about it. But how can you see that and not think, this child's father just called her mother, the maid, and told her to clean his room? Like, that's so fucked
Listen,
up.
Listen, they signed the release form. We didn't. Second of all.
But that doesn't make it okay.
The fact, I'll tell you what
does make it okay.
It makes
it entertaining.
What does make it okay is the fact that when it first came on, Mimi was applying St. Ives lotion. So when you see that, like, that's all you need. Like, things like that, they bring you back to square one about what's really going on here on this show and who these people really are. She was rubbing that in, that St. Ives lotion.
I'm sure St. Ives paid for that.
But you know what? There's a whole bunch of people, and a few of you are probably listening to this, who are going to the same thing or have at some point.
There you go.
Okay, so great. Yeah, hood ratism is not exclusive to Atlanta. They're everywhere. Great.
No, I'm not saying just in Atlanta. I'm saying all over the place.
Right.
So from that,
there are whole ass bitches and whole ass niggas all across America.
It's a culture.
So, I mean, that's not. Okay, I give up.
I'm not saying that it's okay. I'm saying that this happens all the time. So the dynamic of the show, where you're seeing that these people may have a couple of bucks or may have worked with whoever the fuck in the past, but they're doing and going through the exact same shit as you, that, I guess, is one point.
Okay, well, that's not a situation I've ever been in, nor will I ever
I'm
be in that shit.
I'm not saying you would, and I know you never would.
Which is all the more reason that it's okay for you to just sit back and enjoy it.
And judge, which is my favorite thing to do. But I love the show. But I can't talk about it without also saying, you know, honestly, this show is really fucked up for the kids involved, especially me.
Well,
and
now
Stevie's
you can
because
you've gotten it out the way.
Okay.
So,
well, we're gonna have to come back around to that because
we spent like 20 minutes on this
about it, but I'll say it later. So
okay.
Let's do our listener letters.
Are we done with pop culture already?
Yeah, we're pretty much done.
Okay, well, great. As always, you guys send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com and we'll go through and try to answer as many as possible. The first one comes from Anonymous.
Okay.
Yeah. And Anonymous says, I'm in a situation where I have a close friend and he has expressed that he likes me. I told him I didn't feel the same way, but we kissed one day and since then it has gone further. The sex is great, but I don't think we should be doing it because he's catching feelings. How do I express this to him without hurting his feelings?
Well, what was the first thing that she said in that letter?
Anonymous, who is a he. So
I'm sorry.
No, I know you assume that, but this is a gay relationship. And he said, I'm in a situation where I have a close friend and he's expressed that he likes me. And he doesn't feel the same way.
Hold on. So he expressed that he liked you and that you don't feel the same
right,
way.
Right. You said, I don't feel the same way.
But you kissed and had sex with him and now are thinking that.
And they continue to have sex.
Continue to have sex with him. And now you're thinking maybe you should stop because he's catching feelings. Well, the first sign that would probably have happened is that he told you he likes
you. Yeah, so listen, Anonymous, he's not catching feelings. He caught feelings a long time ago.
Yeah, the feelings were there.
And now that y'all are fucking, his feelings are only stronger. So, like, I try not to be mean to the listeners, but you're really fucked up. Like, this is a really fucked up situation.
You threw the feelings that he caught.
Right.
You threw them at him.
You knew he liked you.
With perfect aim.
And maybe you guys were drunk or high and you made out or whatever.
Every single time y'all fucked?
Right. I'm saying, like, maybe you slipped up and y'all kissed or whatever, but to continue to have a sexual relationship with somebody that you don't see it for and you know that they, like, have a really big crush on you or they really like you, that's so fucked up.
Yeah,
you
that's
fucking
really,
with somebody's emotions.
That's very selfish, and I hate to, you know, bash you, but I know people who have been on the other side of that, and it's not a great time.
Right. You can't express to him that you don't think y'all should stop having sex or that you think y'all should stop having sex without hurting his feelings, because he has feelings and they're going to be hurt.
Or right. Maybe you need to recognize the fact that you have feelings, and that's why you're a willing participant in all of this stuff.
That's a good point,
we'll
too.
Call it stuff.
Yeah, maybe you, like, maybe you deep down inside you feel it. Some way, or yeah. Maybe you just are a hoe and you like having sex, and it doesn't matter to you that you're fucking with somebody's emotions. But
see, I think it does. The fact that they even submitted this, first of all, means that they're aware of the emotional dynamic that's involved in this situation.
But if
or
you felt
are you
that
just
way,
going to feel guilty now because yeah. You feel like you're in a situation now and you're stuck without, you know, hurting that person's feelings and you don't know what you're going
to
do?
I don't respect people who feel guilty and continue to do it. I understand
either.
Fucking up. I really do, because I fuck up all the time. But if I feel guilty and I feel remorseful, then I don't continue to do it. Not voluntarily. And sex is a voluntary act. So
right. There's
nothing you can do to get out of this without hurting his feelings. You're
yeah,
going to
you're
hurt his feelings.
You're going to hurt his feelings, but you need to stop having sex with him. And you need to explain to him why you're going to stop having sex with him. And you need to take full fucking ownership
right.
for the way that you're going to make him feel.
Completely.
At least cook for him when you tell him that you don't want to be
no,
with him. Food
don't
makes things better.
No, if you cook for a nigga, that's a very intimate gesture. And he's
it
going
is.
To take it the wrong
okay,
way.
Okay, well, buy him a bottle. Do something. There needs to be some type of gesture here
yeah.
to soften the blow.
Hennessy
no pun
should
intended.
Definitely
I was
going to
say, give him yeah. a big bottle of Hennessy and be like, my bad, but I hope this makes you feel better.
It'll make me feel a slice better.
And don't. And then cut
only a big
but
bottle.
You don't drink any because
yeah,
if you,
you
drink some,
any.
You'll probably have sex.
Yeah,
again.
No.
So don't.
Right.
So you don't drink any.
So yeah, I definitely think you should approach him and be really open and honest about how you have really fucked up.
And you need to get some chill. I'm just going to say it. You really need to get some chill and like get yourself together. Why are you screwing him? And you know that he likes you and you say you don't like him, but you're kissing him and having sex.
Right.
With him. Chill
it's,
out.
It's fucked up, Anonymous.
Let us know how it goes.
Okay, Morgan asked, I'm a black medical student, and lately I've noticed that when I'm in my white coat and scrubs or whatever, my white classmates are called doctor and I'm called nurse. Neither of these titles are correct, but no one ever corrects the patients or doctors or whoever says it. I'm not offended by not being called doctor because I'm not one, but I'm offended that I'm never equal to my colleagues, but I don't know how to bring it up without sounding offensive to nurses. What should I do?
Address it. Very simple. As soon as you're addressed as nurse, you say, actually, I'm a medical student.
I see where Morgan's coming from, because at my old job in Oklahoma, I did public relations and event planning. And so
is this Morgan a guy or a girl?
I believe Morgan's a girl.
Okay.
And like when I would go out to venues or to meet clients or whatever, people, and I would take like the white administrative assistant, people very, very often assumed that the administrative assistant was me and that I was like the secretary.
Right.
So I know how that feels. And that happened actually on an episode of Scandal.
I was just going
to
say that.
When she came in to save that lying ass, hoe ass married
right.
bitch.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
she walked up to Abby and was like, oh, you must be Olivia. I'm like, no, bitch, I'm Olivia.
Right.
So I know how it feels when people assume that white people with you are like maybe
your superior.
Right. Or you're superior and you're not. But like really, honestly, the way Olivia handled it is the way you should handle it. You because then they face is cracked and they feel real stupid and bad. And so you just walk up to me like, actually, no.
And then they go play accidental racist like, in their car.
Right.
We're all medical students. And like these people aren't doctors and I'm not a nurse.
And
like,
it's not even an uncomfortable situation. Like just address it like, no, no, no.
Right.
I'm not a nurse. Thank
it's
you.
Hard the first time you right. do it, especially if you're not confrontational. I am. But if you aren't, then it's kind of nerve wracking. But you just have to force yourself, like just get
yeah.
The
you
zone.
Have to force yourself to just handle that shit immediately. Because if
yeah.
you continue to let it happen, then it just becomes harder. Because
people
weirder.
Are going to be doing that for the rest of
right.
your life.
And if you're going to be in a profession like that, you need to demand your respect from the goddamn get go.
Right,
period.
Bitch. I spent
there's
entirely too much money on medical school for you to be
and
home.
Time.
Thank you.
At medical school for you to be treating me any kind of way, I'm
right.
on the same goddamn level as the rest of these people, and you're going to treat me like
that's
that.
It.
You
period.
Need to
Nini.
leaks their asses as soon as they do it. Like every time they do it, you need to.
Nene's passion, but maybe Claire Huxtable's word.
Yeah, Claire Huxtable's
right.
tact.
Right, her tact, but with a Nene passion.
And you just Nene's have to V8 read engine. These niggas.
That's what you need.
Morgan, you just got to go up in that hospital or clinic or whatever the fuck, and the next time somebody says something, you just have to go off.
You that's do, it. Morgan. You do.
And you're real cute.
Watch Grey's Anatomy, how Bailey handles that shit. Do yes. it like that. Absolutely. Be the Bailey. All right.
Or watch any movie with Samuel L. Jackson.
Or Morgan Freeman.
Or Morgan Freeman.
Watch Lean on Me!
That's it. Just yell that at the same time.
Because Dustin knows. Right?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah. You have to Principal Clark it.
Yeah. And tell them hoes, thank you, sit down.
You have to Mr. Clark that shit.
That's right.
You have to go ahead and put the chains
on
that.
So best of luck, Morgan.
Yes.
Dr.
luck.
Morgan.
And let us know what happened.
And
Dr.
congratulations
Morgan.
On getting into Morgan. Medical school.
All right.
Something I could never do.
Do we have another one?
Yeah, we do. Do you want to do another one?
Yeah, one more.
Okay. So this one comes from Anonymous again. And it says, I love how you guys are just unapologetically yourselves. I really suffer with being vocal when it comes to my views on anything, especially in group settings. It's like my mind tells me that what I have to say isn't good enough. It's hard to be myself, basically. Was there a time when any of you had trouble embracing yourselves? And if so, how did you overcome it?
Yes.
Absolutely.
From like the age of 10 to the age of like 17. Like all of my adolescence.
So you felt like you couldn't really be yourself and you couldn't like
I've actually
yourself?
Told you this recently. Like a big part of the reason why it's so difficult for me to adjust to like living in a new city and being in a new circle of friends is because throughout most of my adolescence, I was picked on. I was like teased and things like that. And I kind of felt like what I had to say wasn't important or people would judge what I had to say or my opinion. So I didn't have like, I had like a very, very small group of friends in every school that I went to throughout that entire time. Mm-hmm. But I never like talked to them on the phone after school. I never went out with friends after school. Never. I didn't go to homecomings, proms, nothing like that. I just went to school and I went home. And so, aww. Yeah, so that's why it's kind of like, but that's a whole different Dr. Phil-esque story. But that's how like, that's why I'm weird now when it comes to like social settings and shit like that, because I'm just now kind of starting to get used to
so
it.
So how did you get to that point where you felt like you could?
Oh, after a while, I guess you just kind of realize, I think when I was 17 and I started the Kid Fury shit, that's when I realized like, fuck what you think. Like I have an opinion just like, you have an opinion.
Yeah.
And everyone, you know, is allowed to and everyone's entitled to one. And I can say whatever the fuck I want to. And I started to realize that the majority of the people that I came across in life were just stupid.
Right.
Right.
So.
Yeah, Dustin,
like,
what about you?
Like, for me, I'm the youngest of four children. So I always was around bigger personalities than mine. Mm-hmm. And I really, like, looked up to my older siblings. And I wanted to be like them because they were cool and they hung out and they were smart.
Yeah.
And dressed, you know, it was, they were just cool to me and I wanted to be like them. Mm-hmm. And so I was pretty cool, like growing up and through all of that shit. It was after I became an adult and like got involved, like in the workforce that it happened for me. I was in a position where I was the youngest person. I was the only black person there.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked with all of these older white men who had been doing this for so many years and were offended by the fact that they not only had to work with me, but they had to answer to me.
Right.
And
right.
So I don't know. It was just like after about a month of trying to do things the right way and trying to find, you know, a common ground with these people, something just clicked inside of me. And I was like, you know what? Fuck all of this. Like they have to do this. They're going
right.
to do
right.
it. And it went so far for me as to like where I would sit in meetings where we were supposed to be dressed, you know, in like shirts and ties. I would come in like a fitted hat and sweats just because I
trish.
Could. And I knew and I knew that it was going to piss
them
off yeah. to even see that.
Yeah.
And so after a while, it became fun and it just kind of like transitioned into other
areas of my
life.
I guess what you have to like realize yeah. is that your thought and your opinion and feelings and emotions are no less important than anyone else.
Right. And
like,
I think
at all. So
with age, you're going to feel less and less like you should give a fuck. It doesn't say, okay. But I know that you feel like, you know, you're just. Like you're kind of battling with yourself internally over your own self-worth. That's what it sounds like to me. And I think the older you get and the more you live, like I know it sounds like, ugh, like why can't I just do something to fix it? But honestly, as you grow up, you're going to realize people are full of shit and you don't have to please anybody but yourself.
And that it just also have a worthy contribution to situations. Maybe this person is around people who they admire and they feel like everyone else is doing it right. Right. And they don't really know how to find their place or their footing in that.
Right.
And, you know, just keep living.
You're a great person, Anonymous, I assume. I hope you're not.
You are great because you listen to the read.
I hope you don't like drown puppies or anything, but.
Girl, all right.
Just hang in there. It'll get better.
So thanks for sending in all your letters and stuff.
Yeah,
listeners.
Guys, keep it up. We have so many to get through, but we just don't ever want to run out. So.
Okay. Now, the read.
Woo.
You go first.
Yeah, I think it's my turn.
Because I don't even know when mine's
going to
be over.
So, really? It's that bad?
Just go ahead.
So, mine is kind of short and sweet, and I kind of touched on this on Twitter earlier today, but I really fucking hate people who tweet and type like dumbasses. I can't deal with it. People
elaborate.
Who,
there's a lot of that.
Yes, there is. People who take vowels out of words. People who spell what as W-A-T. People who spell when as W-E-N. People who put an H in the word you. Like, girl, for the fuck what? Can you just, like, that, I don't get it. Why can't you just spell the whole word?
It's so unnecessary.
It pisses, like, it, and I think it's because I'm a very language-oriented person. Languages come easy to me.
Words mean things.
Words mean things. Language come easily, I should say. And it's just, it just, and so I know that this pisses me off more than it would piss off other people. But you just.
What about W-Y-D?
I don't, so listen, I don't mind a lot of abbreviations. I like IDK. I'm coming around to IDC.
Okay.
I like LMAO, LOL, all that. WYD is really fucking pushing it. Like, why can't you just say, what are you doing? Is it that hard? Like, why are you so fucking lazy? Fucking move, like, you're moving your fingers. You're not going up a goddamn mountain. Type the fucking words. And then people say, well, it's Twitter and I only have 140 characters. Okay.
That's enough.
I have 140 characters too. And I don't use those fucking bullshit ass shortened words. And do you know why? Because I find another way to say it.
Right.
If I can't fit what I want to say into one tweet, either break it up into multiple tweets or reword it. It's not hard. Can you just not? Like, people, I just, and then people will tweet these things to me. And I'm like, I don't even, like, I've started filtering out the shortened words that I don't like so that I don't even see those bitches. So if maybe you tweeted something to me and you put one of those fucked up words in it and I didn't reply or whatever, it's because I didn't even see it, girl. Because I had that shit filtered out because that's how much it pisses me off. I just wish people would do better. And I mean, maybe on Twitter you kind of almost have a point, but not really. But bitch, there's no excuse in text messages, especially goddamn iMessage, where you can type a whole fucking novel doesn't cut you off. So fuck all that shit. If you are texting me, bitch, you better use your words because I will ignore your ass. Don't make me do it. I'm so glad I got that off my chest.
Right. That was bubbling down in your spirit for a minute.
I feel so much better. Ooh, this show is like therapy.
Okay.
So what's going on with you?
Listen. So I told you we're going to get back to Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
Wait, are you about to read me?
Oh, yeah.
Because...
No, I... Thank you for reminding me. That was my alternative. But maybe I might do that next week.
You son of a biscuit eating bulldog.
Yeah, I'm going to come back around to that because this is a little bit more pressing. So this is what I have to say.
Okay.
At Thursday's premiere or press reception or whatever Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm out.
Miss... Girl, sit your ass right where you're at. So Miss K. Michelle... threw a fit on someone who was there representing BOSSIP. The reason she threw this fit is because apparently someone at BOSSIP wrote something about her allegedly that she didn't like. And they probably did write something about her that she didn't like.
There's a lot of things to say about her.
Right.
And none of them are good.
None of them. Not one. Ever. So there's that. But she got a little upset when she heard the word BOSSIP and she started yelling and cursing and screaming and cursing at the person who asked the question. Problem with that is, person asked a question, it's my friend Asante.
Yep, mine too. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
All of our, we're all friends.
Asante is one of the genuinely good guys out there.
One of the few.
And wasn't even talking to your bitch ass.
And wasn't
first
even
of, first
talking.
First of fucking all, he wasn't even talking to you.
To be completely clear, Asante used to intern for Moguldom Media, which runs Bossip.
Right.
There you go.
So, and apparently he
came to show, heard Bossip and went off.
Right. He was interning in sales or something like that. But they put him, well, he was someone's plus one who was there or whatever. So even if he didn't work in editorial, like.
It doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter.
Right. It doesn't. There was no excuse.
Regardless, Asante is not the motherfucker who wrote the goddamn letter or post or whatever it was. Yet he was personally attacked.
Right.
For whatever was written.
And I mean, down to his hair.
Down like to his hair.
And the fact that he didn't come out of a bag on that bitch and fucking.
This is the first thing I have to say.
Woo.
And the fact that he did. Woo. All right, listen. So he kept it together.
My God.
Which was so much more than I would have given.
Come on.
Which,
come on.
Which speaks to his character in the first place. Yes.
Come on in the room. Because I would have showed that bitch some things.
So listen.
Bitch.
First of all, you are on a reality show.
Woo.
Even if you're not on a just being a public figure. This is how blogs work. Sometimes they write things that you'd like to see on the internet. Sometimes they write things that you don't want to see on the internet. That's just how blogs are. That's how magazines are. That's how the news is. Sometimes you go here good. Sometimes you go here bad. If you are a public figure, you're choosing to be in the public eye. There are going to be things sometimes that are written about you that you don't motherfucking like. And I completely understand if you want to defend yourself from those things, fine. But watch the way that you do that bullshit. That's all I have to say. That's pretty much it. Because regardless of what was written about you in Bossip, if you feel like they, you know, they tried it and they crossed the line, because some blogs do.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to defend yourself, fine. But don't make personal attacks on somebody who you know did not write it. And secondly, bitch, you're on a fucking reality show where you have a burgundy Wilma Flintstone hairdo up in this goddamn bun.
Thank
you. And other times, and your edges are nowhere in sight. And then you're throwing lit candles at people. You're hitting people with flowers like that white bitch from Flavor of Love did to Safari's ass. Like, you're completely cutting the fuck up and crying about what Memphis allegedly did to you. Rashida still don't know the answer to that motherfucking question.
Thank
like,
you.
You're on the TV putting all of your business out there. So, and you're trash. Like, you're not even like, you're not even like one of these people who,
right.
I mean, regardless, I kind of got into Mimi and how I feel about her being dumb.
Mm-hmm.
But I would be a little bit more sensitive if it was her situation, because I already feel like, you know, she seems like she's genuinely a good person and she just doesn't make the greatest decisions when it comes to this.
Thing. I agree.
You know what I mean? So if people are attacking her or more so attacking her child, like, then I would understand you defending yourself. But Kay Michelle's on that, she...
Michelle wasn't defending herself. She was offending everyone that was in the room that night. That's what she was doing.
And but even if you did want to defend yourself, what you're now going to do is come from my people. When I tell you I was all the way goddamn turned up, woo, and I know that bitch saw me standing up too. Yes, bitch, I was the one with the Mickey Mouse ears on or whatever the fuck hat I had on that day. I was that motherfucker, and I dared for you to say anything that I don't goddamn like. And then after the shit, because this wasn't on camera, this wasn't on your Hot 97 YouTube, this wasn't on the YBF, this wasn't on Fader or wherever other blog posted this shit. Afterwards, when they turned the goddamn cameras off, she wanted to hold Tay's hands like
that's
she was fucking Yanla and try and come at a more peaceful, like a peaceful approach.
And
to
her hands were ashy because I was standing right
and
next
so
to her.
And so were her fucking thighs.
Thank you.
Avino, I know Mona's giving you enough money for Avino.
Thank you. And her hands were ashy. And that hair, whatever type of hair that was that she had in, it was breaking her face out on the side. But that's neither here nor there.
That shit came out of a bag.
That's
so
neither here nor there.
Listen.
For whatever reason, why couldn't you do it that way? Why couldn't you handle yourself like an adult?
Especially if you're this person who has been the brunt of all this media attention. You know, you have cried and wept all over our TV screens about how everyone has accused you of being crazy and a loose cannon. But then you pop off as someone who hasn't even done anything to you, who wasn't even talking to you, and who actually asked a question to Mimi that gave her an opportunity to redeem herself as the punching bag of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't pay attention to any of that. What you were trying to do was get your moment and steal the shine from everybody else on the stage. Because what you know for a fact is that even though, yes, K. Michelle, you can sing. Yes, I have enjoyed your mixtape. And yes, it does break my heart cannot any longer in good faith and in good conscience fuck with you like that. But what you have done is embarrass yourself. Embarrassed your child who you don't even... We don't even know who your child is. But bitch, you embarrassed them acting like a goddamn fool on stage and on camera for all of these people and cursing someone out, saying that he had an Africa and he or and see, I'm
You're an embarrassment.
God ain't done with me yet,
to
dog.
HBCUs. You're an embarrassment to FAMU. You're an embarrassment to, to your sorority. You're an embarrassment to me as a black woman. Listen, you loose pussy, trash ass, mayonnaise licking bitch. Don't you ever again in your goddamn life, because bitch, I was looking for you. Don't you ever again in your fucking life try to come for somebody I know. And I know you don't know me, or you didn't know that I know him, but bitch, you tried it with the wrong motherfucker. Not only was Asante not talking about a blog post or anything to do with you, like, bitch, he wasn't even talking to you. He was asking Mimi a question about role models, and you heard the word boss up and decided to go off. Like, bitch, don't you ever. Who the fuck do you think you are? Anything that anybody says about you, if it's negative, bitch, it's more than likely true. You're
exactly.
Trash.
You're trash.
You are a whore ass bitch.
She was sitting up there looking like a project mermaid. She was sitting up there looking like the bitch who gave head to at least four football players at prom. Like, she was up there
none of which went to school.
None of them.
Second of all, not only was she looking like a project mermaid, but she looked like a project mermaid in that plastic pool that they put on the yard that the grass was burnt up in. The little blue plastic one with the holes. And I hate her now.
Sitting
like that,
up
and
there
it has pissed
Kool-Aid
me
ass
off.
Wee. Fuck you, K. Michelle.
Right. Like, I really, and then, you know, people try to say, oh, well, she's been through blah, 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 and whatever the fuck.
That bitch ain't been through nothing more than anything else. And I hate to say it.
You know what it is? When you give a fucking porch dragon ass hood monkey bitch veneers, they start feeling themselves.
You damn right.
Look at Keisha Cole.
It's so funny. My sister said ever since she got her teeth fixed, she's been acting a fool. And that's it, Kid Fury.
You have the right to say whatever you want to say, but bitch, direct it at the right motherfucker.
That's what I'm saying. And you knew that he didn't write the post, because when I watched the shit the next day, she said something about if she ever sees the person who wrote it. So why are you taking it out on him if he didn't write it? And furthermore, why are you then trying to use tact and act like a good person afterwards when the cameras are off? Why didn't you just do that? Right. That would have helped what you're angry about in the first place, which is people treating you a certain way or acting like you're crazy or whatever the fuck. Mm-hmm. You could have just handled it this way in the beginning and everybody would have been good. But you don't know how to do that because you are an attention-seeking, thirsty slug of a woman.
With your Cornish hen-built ass. She makes me motherfucking sick.
And I saw Bossip tweeting to you talking about, we'll get in touch with your manager or whatever. And I'm just like, girl,
let me tell you.
You can call whoever the fuck you want to, bitch. You can call my mama.
I bet
you
they won't take the call.
You can call President Obama, bitch. You can call my elementary school principal, bitch. I don't give a fuck who you call.
I had a few phone calls that day over that rant. I did. And I don't give a fuck. Because at the end of the day, I know what I'm saying makes sense and it's all good. And y'all can try it and honey roast, sugarcoat this shit, whatever the fucking way you want to. You ain't gonna make me drink the goddamn Kool-Aid. It's not going to happen.
She was wrong.
Take ownership for you and what you do.
Right.
K. Michelle should have taken ownership for the way that she treated that nigga, and she should have acted like she had some goddamn sense. And Bossip should have taken whoever wrote that goddamn thing, they should have taken that person or held that person responsible. Why is this person who did nothing to know nobody, right, the one who's, and bitch, if I would have stood up there and asked anybody any question, you would have tried to come out at me. Mm-hmm. I was yelling and screaming just because I wanted someone to say, is that kid? So I could continue,
right,
and grab someone's mic.
Every burnt down and abandoned house in Detroit would have come out of me on that microphone. On that microphone.
Bitch.
When that bitch started popping off. Cause she used motherfucker. She used shit.
Woo!
She used ass. All the words that will incite you to
goddamn
to Memphis that bitch. You know what I'm saying? All of those words, since she wants to bring it up, all those words are the ones that she used. And so what you do is, you can't go up there and, of course, naturally, you can't go up there and slap the bitch. But you can definitely verbally
slap the bitch,
drag her all up and down and across that stage and through Mona's legs and up and over to the roof. That's what you could do. But once again, shout out to Asante for being a true gentleman and a consummate professional and handling himself with class, because that's, hopefully he taught that ghetto bitch something.
I'm from Oklahoma, bitch. Kids go outside and shoot at cans for fun.
Right.
Bitch, the wind comes sweeping down the plains. We saddle up our tornadoes and we ride the fuck out. I would have kicked K. Michelle's ass all up and down Broadway. The bitch would have really had something to cry about when I was done.
I'm from Miami, Florida.
Woo!
Where niggas get shot just because Rap City was a repeat.
You can stop right there.
Just because niggas were bored.
Bitch, I run from cops for fun.
Like,
I know people that held up the ice cream man with super soakers with bleach in it. So do you really want to do this, K. Michelle? Like, for real?
K. Michelle, really want to do this? I broke into my own girlfriend's apartment and destroyed everything in it, threw it all out the window from like three stories. And walked out.
And no one likes her. Her name is like beyond mud in the industry. All, you know, Atlanta is very small and the entertainment pool in Atlanta is even smaller. And it's very cliquish. Like, all of those girls run in the same circles and none of them like fuck with K. Michelle at all. If everybody's saying the same thing. Yeah. You exactly. know, when there's smoke, there's fire. So
exactly.
I mean.
And you had every opportunity to fix that and you just didn't want to. So fuck you, Kroger Michelle.
Right.
Kroger Michelle.
The lesson here is fuck you, cornbread Michelle.
K.O. Pectate Michelle.
Fuck everything about you. Fuck your career. Bitch, I hope you never blossom.
There it is.
Well, you need to wash your slimy, dirty ass pillowcase because your face is breaking
okay,
out on
Dustin.
The side.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, I think that's it.
Yeah, damn. I think we've done enough.
Well, do want to say one more thing, though.
Okay. Yeah,
even though
I
totally piggybacked off your read, and I'm sorry about that. But I was just pissed about that.
Okay.
But I do want to make one other point because it's something on my soul and my spirit. And
I'm really leaving.
Okay.
Go for it.
Fuck it. I've been through some things lately that have really changed the way that I feel about people when it comes to dating. Okay. And it's really pissing me off.
Okay.
I don't understand why you get so upset or angry that someone has not had the time to kick it with you, spend time with you, whatever the fuck it may be, that you decide to turn into this horrible knot of a person and totally take the fun out of it. Like, it's not even sexy anymore. I don't want to come over and do it to you. I don't want to do any of that because you suck. Like, you've taken the fun out of it. You need to accept responsibility for your part and all of that when it comes to dating. People, if you meet somebody and you like them, be a pleasurable experience for them. Be a joy. be a ray of sunshine.
Okay.
Make the nigga want to call you. Make him want to text you. Make him want to come around. Okay? Don't just sit around and expect that, oh, well, he's going to come or he's going to call, he's going to text. And if he don't, then I am over him. And whatever he did, you got to ask him. And like, all of that is just whack. .com, net, org, everything else.
EDU.
It is EDU.
Gov.
Okay. Gov. Okay, all of that.
Me.
Like, I don't understand. People really need to look at themselves. Okay. People really need to look at themselves and the part that they play in everything that goes on when it comes to dating. Because guess what? It's not just the fact that he didn't call you back. He didn't call you back for a reason. He didn't come over for a reason. He went to work or he did this or he did that. Or maybe he set his ass at home when he could have called you. For a reason.
Okay.
And you need to be the person that accepts that and be the change that you want to damn see. And you know who you are. So
I was going to say, I'm not commenting on this because I have a feeling I know who you're talking about and I don't want to get in the middle of this bullshit.
There's no middle to get in.
As my good friend,
talking about anyone personally.
Takiyah would say, all of a sudden, this became none of my business.
Listen, let me say this before this goes all the wrong directions. No. Okay, it's just about people more in general. As active as we all are on Twitter, I know we see all the complaints. I know we see all the oh, woe is me. I want a relationship. I want this. I want that. Everyone's saying what the other person isn't doing instead of saying what maybe they could have been doing to invite a motherfucker in. You know what I'm saying? to even want to get down and rock with you like that. Like, right. You have to accept your part and just help the situation out. So everybody just look in the mirror, clean
I
it
think
first.
Sometime.
Look in the mirror and just do your part because we can't take it anymore. Okay?
Do you feel better?
I feel so much.
Okay, well, I just pulled up Jocelyn's Twitter and the bitch is illiterate.
Well, we knew that.
And like her whole timeline is just Instagram and retweets. Like,
she speaks and tweets in Spanglish. So.
She's goddamn trash. Anyway, let's go.
That's all she knows. Right. Scandal comes back tonight.
Yes.
What time is it?
Bitch, we about to beat the dough.
All right. Before we go.
Yeah.
Make sure, everyone, that you check out our wonderful, hilarious mess of a guest, Dustin Ross.
Well,
you plug what you're doing.
Yeah,
you're
doing
everything.
You guys, I'm Dustin. I'm a really good time, and your mom would love me. You can follow me on Twitter.
No, she wouldn't.
You can follow me on Twitter. Now, you know, I'm everybody's mama's favorite.
Your mama does not love Dustin unless your mama is a hood rat.
And me and yours just went.
Don't do it. Don't do
we
it.
Just play bingo.
Don't do it.
Okay.
Don't do
anyway.
It.
Anyway. Follow me on Twitter at Dustin Ross Said. At Twitter, you can follow me on Instagram. Look at Dustin is my Instagram. Also, check me out. I'm doing some great things with ADTV on YouTube. We have a great new dating show coming out called Liquor and Cereal, where we address your dating concerns, questions, which kind of goes into my read tonight. So there'll be a lot more of that over there.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And it's really cool. The name of it is Liquor and Cereal, really quick, because good dates usually start off with liquor
and
it's
with
really
cereal.
Good in the morning the next day.
You know, I just figured that out today.
Hallelujah.
Like, I just figured that out today and I was like, oh, they're stupid.
That's really hoish. Like, no, that's such a hoey name. I mean, it's a cute name, but that's hoish.
Thank you, Crystal.
You're welcome.
Y'all, okay.
Don't forget that we're not around next week.
Oh, shit. That's right.
We're going on vacation.
I was hoping to purposely forget that.
Nope.
So people wouldn't.
Nope.
We're going on vacation. I desperately need to go home to Miami and see my family and friends.
I can write.
Good for you.
So, thank God. Yes. Crystal's going home.
Yeah, I'm going home Mother's Day weekend. Don't tell my mama. She doesn't know what a podcast is, so she's not going to hear this. But if you know my mama, don't tell her I'm coming home for Mother's Day weekend. It's a surprise.
She's going to be so excited.
So
she
we're
is.
Taking a small
she's gonna
break.
Be pumped.
We're taking a small break, but we will be back. ASAPtually, don't forget to send in emails at Ask the Read.
Don't forget to subscribe.
Don't forget to subscribe, rate if you haven't, comment if you haven't on iTunes. There's crystal.com. There's sofurious.com. Check us out on YouTube. Follow us on Twitter. And
Dustin can be found on Grindr, A4A, BBC.
Right. And Crystal's whole family is in my profile picture.
Hate this
also,
nigga Dustin.
Send in your dating questions, concerns, sex questions, love questions to liquorandcereal@gmail.com.
Are those words spelled correctly or are they like
yeah, everything's spelled correctly.
They would pass your Twitter test.
I wasn't first of all
no, listen,
I wasn't,
pass your
being, I wasn't
test.
Being shady. A
Me
lot of
either.
People
I'm,
abbreviate things.
I know, and I'm okay. telling you, like they will, and it's liquorandcereal.com.
Okay, great.
Or no, liquorandcereal@gmail.com. Email us the questions and yeah.
Y'all better hurry up and buy that domain before somebody else does.
Yeah.
All right. So we will see you.
I love you, Crystal.
Not next week.
Whatever,
but
I love you, Kid Fury.
I love you too.
I love you, The Read.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, guys.